Daf is Daf Chaf Aleph. So at the beginning of the new parak, the third parak, the Mishnah begins on the bottom of Chaf and Rebezo. The Mishnah says, Arba'a Nidarm Hetir Chachamim. There are four types of Nidarm that the Chachamim permit. And the Ran explains, it doesn't mean that they permit them entirely. The Ran says, Arba'a Nidarm Hetir Chachamim Umifarish Begumar Shemutarn Me'alem Below Heter Chacham. Meaning that nothing is Chal. It's not a real Nether, and they don't even require Heter Chacham. It's not even a Nether. So what are these four? So the Mishnah says, Nidre Zrizim, Nidre Havai, Nidre Shkagos, Nidre Onsen. These are the four types of Dharm that require no Heter Chacham. So the Ran explains what these four mean. He says first, Nidre, this is three lines from the bottom, Nidre Zrizim, Shalom Nether, El Lizaris Chaveru. He's not taking a Nether, he's saying something, maybe to embellish something, to just convince his friend to make a decision. He's saying something to show how strong he is in his opinion, but not to really have anything concrete. Nidre Havai, says the Ran, is Nether Shein Klum. It's just a meaningless Nether. It's saying something that makes absolute no sense. The other two, the Ran doesn't tell us, but we'll see as the Mishnahs go on into the parak. So what are these? So the Mishnah says, Nidre Zuzin, Keta. What's an example of Nidre Zuzin, whereby the Nether Zachal does not even require Hetar Schacham? So the Mishnah explains, Haya Mocher Chavetz, he's selling an object. Vomer Konem Sheinim Poches Lo Minasa. He says, I'm not selling for less. It's like when you go to the Shuk. You go to the Shuk, I'm not selling for any less than a Sela. A Sela is equal to 4 dinar. No less than 4 dinar. And Hala Omer, the purchaser, says, Konem Sheinim Mosi Lecha Al Shekel. I'm not paying more than a shekel. Shekel is more than 2 dinar. I'm not going more than 2, he says, I'm not going under 4. So they're arguing now. So the Mishnah says, this nether is achal. Why? Going on to chaf alf and alf. Shneim rotsim b'shlosh dinar. They really both want to pay 3. They're just trying to go 1 dinar off for this thing and hopefully have a nice meeting point in the middle as 3 nedarim. Once it's 2 dinar, once it's 4 dinar. It all works out perfectly 3. So it wasn't a real nether. It was just part of it, his business approach. So the Ran just explains on top of Chaf Alef Amud Aleph, Shneim Rotzim B'Shlosha Dinarim, Shemocher Hayadaita L'Shlosha. The seller really wants to sell for 3, he'll make a profit. V'lo Niskavin B'Nidro, Elo L'Zaris Alokech, Shul Yamor Al Daito Shamar Shayim Nidarim. He just says 3, so the purchaser doesn't be stuck on 2. So I'm not going less than 4. So the Lokech says, okay, fine, I'll go to 3. V'Shiyaskim B'Shlosha. And so too, from the Lokech's perspective, Lokech Niskavin L'Shlosha, V'lo Niskavin Elo L'Zaris Amocher Shiyaskim L'Chach. The Lokech, when he suggests I'll buy for 2, he really has a mind for 3, but you lowball first to play the game. And v'lo yamid al daitel shomer abar dinar, mishmachi lochal nidra. Therefore, the nether's achal, says the Ran, the time of the mills, the reason is, lefisha darchan shemocha v'lokech b'kach. That's how people buy and sell things, that's normal. Mishmachi lo mikri in the dvarm shebelev. It's not called dvarm shebelev. So what does the Ran mean by it's not dvarm shebelev? So if you look at the rush, the first rush on the page here, chaf alf amin aleph, Shneim rotsim begimel dinarim. He says, "V'lo haya bilibam l'shem neder elaha mocher neder l'zaris lakech." He never had intention of making a neder. He wanted to just convince the other guy to sell in the middle. Shiosif damim v'chein lakech kidei shiv chos hamocher midame mekach. So too, from the purchaser's perspective, he only intended on making the mocher come down in price. Hilkach lo havi neder debinin piv v'libo shavin. That's a requirement. You need both what you say and what you think. They have to be equal. The Alpha Gab the Dvarim Shabalev Ainam Dvarim. So why does that help? We have a concept the Gemara tells us in a week from today that Dvarim Shabalev Ainam Dvarim, and it all depends on what you say. And if you say 2 and you make a Shavu, a Nether, or if you say 4 and you make a Nether, that's Chal regardless of what your intentions are. Dvarim Shabalev Ainam Dvarim, how does it work? Vim Yomer Nehnoder Kachaya Bilibo Kishinadarti Lozina Batam Achshav. If you say a Nether and say, no, I was thinking something else, it doesn't help. You have to go based on what you said.
We checked that yesterday's Gemara was completely different.
On yesterday's Gemara? Are you talking about Stam Nedarim, that case?
Yeah,
the Stam Nedarim was because initially his statement.
Yesterday we said.
The first part of the Mishnah?
Another Becher, Amar Lo Nadarti Ela Becharmosh. Oh, because there's still like.
Room to explain.
Even though it's far fetched, there's still a little room to.
You say 2, you can't say I meant 3. That's
right.
That's lying. So here, he says 2. You can't say, oh, my machshava was 3. It doesn't work like that. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So the Rush continues to explain, hecha demuchach milso. When it's so clear, kihacha, Shekain derech kol mokum lokum. Then this is the way people do business. Lasos kain aslin and baser dvarim shebelev. Then one can go baser dvarim shebelev. So in the world of business, since this is something that's normally done, that's how people wheel and deal, you're able to say, I was thinking something else.
The Mid-Eastern world of business.
Yeah.
I don't think we put that here.
Right, I mean, the Syrians maybe, but... But that's the way they dealt in business. Of course, nowadays, since it seems to be the way what people normally do, so in business here, so they wouldn't be that way.
Right.
I don't think people take the dharma like that anyways when they do business. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. The Gemara now on the top of Chaf Alpha Amin Aleph says, Arba Nidarim Hetiyu Chachamim. There are four Nidarim that Chachamim say that are completely mutter and there's no need for anything more. Amar Le Rabbi Abba Bar Mama Le Rabbi Ami. He says to Rabbi Ami, Amr Salon, you told us once, they say to Rabbi Ami, Mishrei Rabbi Yehuda, name Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, Man Tana Arba Nidarim. Who was the author of this Mishnah of the four Nidarim? Rabbi Yehuda authored this Mishnah, the Amr Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. He holds of that famous Shita Rabbi Tarfon, which you saw already, the Olam Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, the Fishalo Nizirus, Alafla. Nizirus is not Chal unless it's so clear as to what you're saying. So here too also, since the Nidarim are not so clear, each of these four Nidarim, Nidrei Zeruzim, Nidrei Havai, they're not so clear, so it won't be Chal either. That's who you told, they say to Rabbi Ami, that's who you once taught us, author this Mishnah. So the Ron just explains here, this is the Ron, the first one of the Gemara, it's around 10 medium wide lines down, the Gemara, Lefishlo Nitna Nizirus El Hafla. So wait a second, the Ron has this implicit question. Nizirus is one thing, we're talking about Nidarim. So he says, Huwa din li Nidarim. The same halacha applies to the Nidarim, that you need complete clarity as to what you're saying. De iskish li Nizirus, we have a hekish of Nizirus to Nedar. The Pasuk says, I forget the exact Pasuk by heart, I should know by now, but O Nedar Lindor, O Lahazir Lahazir, or something like that. We have a hekish of Nedar to Nizirus. De lo chal el imke nikabu below tonight. Only if you accept the Nizirus and the Nedar without any conditions. Therefore, mochev lokeach, the buyer and seller should talu nidarim b'tanai, apish avru al tanayim lochal nidrayu. So these buyers and sellers, since they're being talu the nidarim on some type of condition, even though they're over the condition, they're not fulfilling that condition, the nether is not chal. Why is this a nether on tanai? I'm not sure how he's bringing this back full circle to our case.
Our case is that, like we learned here 2 days ago, right? And in Yazir Shalom, Ashal Deva Likrat Ish Ploni. And his friends are in Yazir Shalom, the Ain of Ploni.
Right. So that's case you need complete certainty that you're Nazir.
Right.
And so too by Nidarim. But how does that explain our Mishnah, why these four Nidarim are Mutted? There's no ambiguity by these, at first glance at least. There's no ambiguity with regards to these Nidarim. Oh, that's what's going on. Okay. So the way they explain this is as follows, that the nether that the Mochin Lokeach say is, this object will be usher to you if you buy less than four, it's going to be usher to you. They're making a net. That's the nether. It's not a nether that I won't sell to you if you buy less than four. This will be usher to you. I view this more as a shua initially, but it's not a shua. It's a nether. I initially understood I'm not going less than four, or I'm not going more than two. That's not what's going on here. It's saying, if you try to buy for less than four, this object will be usher to you. And Lokach says, if you try to sell to me for more than two, this object will be usher to me. I'm not going to buy it anymore. So then, since it's a nether that's totally on the condition of how much they buy or sell for, so it's not complete hafla.
It will be the same as the two people who come and says, this guy is...
Exactly. I'm a nether if this guy...
The point that each one is making the nether, we don't know what the outcome will be.
Exactly. So what comes out is, whenever there's a nether with some type of tanai built in,
right,
then it won't be chal. So there's another example of that. So that's what the Rabbi... Abba Bar Mamal said to Rabbi Ami, that you told us Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon authored this very Mishnah. Comes along Rabba Amar, Afilu Tema Rabban, even Rabbanan who don't require such clarity by Nazirus and Adam, Mi Katani, they could also author the Mishnah. Mi Katani, Shneim Ratsu, Shneim Rotun Katani. Doesn't say those two who wanted, but it says those two who want. What does that help us with? So if you look at the Ran here, the Ran where we left off, Rava Amar Afil Tamer Rabbanan Mikatani Shneim Ratsu. It doesn't say two people who wanted. Klomar. The Masnisin de Nidre Zeruzin, La Mishim Haflahi. It's not an issue. The principle is not because of lack of clarity. Ela Mishim Shishamu Chachamim Daitam. The Chachamim evaluated the Das, Shlo Nidu Bidavka, Ela Lazarus. People in these situations didn't have real full intentions. They were not full hearted in this. It was just Lazarus. Because Demi Katani Ratsu Sheyu Mashmusa Shirazu Levasof. It doesn't sound, doesn't say that they wanted, at the end of the day they wanted, they're willing to do that way. It says, Shneim Rotun Katani. What does that mean? Dimashma Mitchila Vatsof. Rotun means in the end they gave in, fine. They wanted. Rotun means they wanted from the beginning to the end, they wanted this way. So, what's saying is, the Mishnah told us, Shneim Rotun Bishosha, they always wanted three. Even from the beginning they both wanted three. They just paid 2 and 4 to play that game. The bidding war, but they really wanted three from the beginning to the end. If you'd said Shneim Ratzu, they wanted, they only want, at the end they said, okay, we'll give it in the end, that would be that maybe in the beginning they didn't want to sell for three, and the nether would be chal. So, and the nether would be chal.
Right, but not even live in the end, right?
So, the nether, according to Brit Harfon, the nether would never be chal, because there's no hafla. But it sounds like, according to Rabbanon,
also not, but for different reason.
Reb said the Rabbanon, if it said Ratzu,
means that they never right. had in mind selling for 2 or for 4 each one. They always had in mind for 3. They just said it together.
Because it says Rosen, they always wanted, they right. wanted and want, and they continue to want always 3 from the beginning.
Right.
But if it says, let's say Ratsu, that they only at the end they finally gave in, it sounds like in that case.
No, the opposite. If they say Rotsim, means that at the beginning they really wanted to sell at 4.
Exactly.
But
correct.
At the end, they accepted 3.
And in that case, the nether would be chal.
Right.
That would be the dik for the Mishnah. And only according to Rabbanan would that nether be chal. According to the Rabbi Tarfon, that nether would not be chal. If they initially wanted 4 and 2, really, they ended up giving it at the end for 3, the Rabbi Tarfon would not think the nether initially would be chal, because he always requires a flaw.
Right.
And they said, this would be also in condition of 2 or 4. The mission implies if they said Ratsu, the nether would be chal. That only works in the world of the Rabbanan, who allow there to be nether without hafla. So for that reason, Rava says this is the opinion of Rabbanan, and only because it says Rotsin is the nether not chal. But had it said Ratsu, that they only gave in at the end, the nether initially would have been chal. Okay, that's the understanding of the Gemara. Okay. Now, the Ran does have a question here. He asks, okay, if we say Rotsin as opposed to Ratsin, so we have to explain the first understanding. According to Rabbi Tarfon, who requires a flaw, so forget Rotsin. Even if they wanted from the beginning to the end to 3, let's say even if they wanted 4 and 2 in the beginning and then changed their mind, even in that case, the nether wouldn't be chal, according to Rabbi Tarfon.
Yeah.
It should have taught the greater chiddush would have been by Ratsin. Ratsin would have been a greater chiddush for Rabbi Tarfon. So it's now a kasha to the first opinion. Right, if you look in the Ran, let's uh-huh. I think we have plenty of. Yeah, the Ran says we're in the middle of that Dibur Maschil of Shneim Rotsin Katani. They wanted from the beginning to the end. They always wanted 3. The Kashali asks the Ran the Ma'ad Sakadaita what we would have thought initially. The Havamina Meikara the time of the Masisa Mishim Haflahi. It's all based on Hafla, only according to Ritarfon, that the Nether's Achal because there's no Hafla. He says, "Lam lila misay shneim rotin." Why does it teach a case of shneim rotin that they always want? B'shlosha dinarim v'ratzel v'asof kamar, kamar shneiskayim hamecher b'shlosha dinarim. Afil nasim mocher b'shekel shnasim b'lokei achsela nidran. But the kevin shbishas nidran lohayam misbar hadavar im yachlum lab. Even if they wanted differently in the beginning, the nether won't be chal because there was never a decisive nether in the first place. So he goes on to explain a whole long thing now. I don't have to read it. It's an interesting question, but let's leave the answer aside for now. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down, Chaf Alf Amin Alf. Amr Le Ravina Le Rav Ashi. Amr Lo Tfei Misela V'Hal Amr Batsu Mishekel. Let's say the seller says, I'm not going less than a dinar plus. He says 4 dinarim and a tefa, and a pruta, let's say. He says more than a seller. And the buyer says, I'm not going anything more than a shekel minus a pruta. A little bit less than that. So it's a little different range now. It's slightly different range. So the question is this Nidre Have? Oh, it's Zuzin Have. Is this also is this now different? This might be another. Or this is also Nidre Zuzin. It's not that much different. So what's the Shiloh here? It doesn't seem much different.
It's more precise.
more precise. That's the idea. So let's see. That's the point. Let's see the Ran. Yeah. Ran says five lines up. Amalei tefei misela. Klomer, shamalo. The seller says, "Konim sheni poches lo min hasela uputa. I'm not going less than 4 dinarim in a puta." V'lokeach amar konim sheni mosiv lecha al asheka poches miputa. I'm not going more than a 2 dinarim a sheka minus a puta. Nidre have ozuzim have the ikal memor. There's room to say, "Came with the nachos kulihai the duke." He's so exact, like you said. He's so precise. B'dafka nidre v'lalazar. He therefore is very, very calculated in his price point. And lishna achrina. Alternatively, one could suggest. So slightly different gear size. I'm saying 5 nadarm, and you're saying 1 nether. Now the range is so far apart, maybe there's no room to say they wanted somewhere in the middle. If they're, 2 and 4, much closer, so then there's room to say they really meant one off. But to say, I say 1, you say 5, and we'll meet somewhere in the middle at 3.5, that's too far off from their initial asking price. It's like the same thing with buying a house. A house worth $500,000, a person asks for $1 million, there's no way he's coming down $500,000 for that, he's just way off. So I'm not going to do business with him. Here too also, the guy doesn't, no pricing at all. So that's the two different ways to explain this. Is he bedafka or not? So what's the answer? So the Gemara says, "Amar le Tanina, haya misarev b'chaveiro sheyochel etzlo." So the guy is trying to convince him, "Please come have a meal with me. Come to my house." Amar lo, and the guest really has no interest. He's not interested in hanging out with the guy. He's not interested in the guy's kashrus. So Amar lo, he says to the host, "Konim beisacha shani dechnas. Your house now usher to me. I cannot even enter into your house." And tipas sonein shani toim. And also making a nether that I'm not even going to take a drop of your tzonein, any of the cold water you're offering me, I'm not even going to taste it. So, still, he's mutter to enter the guy's house, he's mutter to drink a little bit of the cold water. Why didn't he take another? The guy didn't have in mind, he didn't really care to enter the guy's house, or he didn't care about entering the house, or care about drinking a little bit of water. He cared about eating and drinking, he didn't want to have a meal there. So he just took it to an extreme. He embellished his statement a little bit just to show how far he meant, how serious he was. So, but the nether is not taken to be seriously, exactly what he said. So Gemara asks, why not? But he said in his nether, he said, "I don't want to drink any water from you." How can we say that nether is in chal? So the Gemara explains, because ela mishtai inish hachi, that's how people speak. Hachanami mishtai inish hachi. People speak like that. I'm not even going to taste 1 ounce of drink, 1 ounce of water. I'm not going to even enter your house. People like to embellish and be extreme like that, even though they don't necessarily mean it. Here, Joseph, a person says, "I'm not going less than 5 dinar. I'm not going more than 1 dinar. That's how people speak, especially when it comes to business sometimes. So we're not taking it to be so precise, so exact. In which case, the nether will not be chal, and it's another example of a nether zruzin. Okay. The Gemara now says, going from the bottom to Amr Beis, now Amr Lay, so the response back, this is, I think, Rav, they already lost who's speaking here.
Amr Lay, Ravina.
Ravina says back to Rav Ashina, okay. Mi dami, are you able to compare the cases of the tzonein, the drink of water, to the case of the price, the bidding? So, gavi tzonein, tzadikim omimat vosin harbe. Tzadikim speak a little bit, but they do a lot more. This we learned from Avraham Avinu is the paradigm for that concept we spoke about buying when he bought.
Avinu is the one who brought the case of the Tzonin.
So then it would be Rav Ashi.
No, that was Rav Ashi. I'm sorry. Okay.
So Ravina says, can you compare the cases when it comes to the case of Tzonin, the drink of water? Tzadikim are known to speak very little and do a lot. That was Avraham Avinu when he bought from Ephron the Marasa Machpela for burying Sarah. So the Ran explains here, the top of the Ran, the top of Chafal Homan Beis, Midami Gavit Tonin Tzadikim Omer Mat Vosin Harbe. The Tzadikim speak little, but they do a lot. Kilkach Mistafe Hai Dimo Delei Betiba Tzonin Shlo Yochelenu Harbe Umishim Hachi Amar Tiba Tzonin Lav Dafka.
Right, he was concerned that he was going to say, "Just come eat a little bit," and the Tzadik was going to give him a whole huge meal.
Oh, the tzaddik was the host?
I think so. לכן דרכה של צדיקים לומר מיד לעשות ערבות.
He was afraid that it was like an Avraham Avinu with the Malachim. And if he agreed to just come into my tent and I'll give you a little bit, but the host is really going to then serve him a whole big meal, and he's stuck there with this whole feast.
Interesting. So we bring from the Avraham Avinu there, because the classic source is Avraham Avinu from Stay Ephron. That's where we normally learn this. He said a little bit and did a lot. Interesting. I never saw it applied to here. I don't think. I guess you weren't prophecy though. I did.
At first sight, I also thought. The one that he offered, just the three malachim that he just offered a little bit, and he brought a whole suda.
That's the point. So he was concerned if he gave him a little bit of water, he'll give him more. So therefore, the individual taking the nether didn't really mean he was okay drinking a little bit of water. That he was okay with. He just didn't want that to lead into a meal. So the drinking of the water is not going to be chal. But as opposed to hacha, but here by the case of the price, 1 versus 5, 2 versus 4, hacha. Sveikahu, dimapachnu selav yoser al shekel, kamar vizyushun have. But here's a suffix. Maybe his intentions was really less than a selav, that he only wanted to do 1.9 dinar vizyushun have, and therefore it's. Hacha sveikahu, dimapachnu selav yoser al shekel. Maybe the seller was willing to go less than selav, less than 4 dinarim, which is he wanted 3. And maybe the lokeach was willing to go more than a shekel to meet in the middle of 3, and therefore it's just his reason mahave, it's his reason, but it's not a real nether. Oh, dilma, or perhaps one could interpret their debate, dafka kamar, they're being very precise, and there would be nidre have, it's a case of safek. So it's a case of safek, and there's no reason to think that they were arguing this way. And the Gemara therefore concludes as a tibai, as we said before, is the way the Maseches Nedarim explains a teku. Teku is a tibai, that's how it appears in Maseches Nedarim. So there's no answer.
We're machmirim, right? According to the Ran.
According to the Ran, let's
because
see.
Because it's a suffix derived.
Yeah, that's what the Ran says, yeah. Okay. Gemara now says 5 lines from the top. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Arba, Nidarm Halalu, Tzichen She'ela L'chacham. These 4 Nidarm, Nidar Zizim, Nidar Havayim, and so on and so forth, they all require a She'ela L'chacham. So says the Gemara, Ki Am Risa Kame Dishmol. When he once said this in front of Shmuel, Amr Tani Arbar Nedarim Hetiu Chachamim. Vat Amr Tzrichan Sheila Lachacham. Our Mishnah tells us that they're Chamater them from the first place. They're Mutter from the beginning. And you go ahead and say that you have to go ask them. There's a Sheila to have them undo it. So
this is a brisa. What we're saying now.
Shmuel is quoting from a Tana, which I think is referencing our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Hetiu Chachamim. I think that was the language.
Right. Our Mishnah says something else.
So he said, how could you, an Amora, go against their Tana? Amora requires a Sheila, but our Mishnah clearly says there's no need for a Sheila. It's Mutter in its own right.
Our Mishnah, and he goes and says it's not really they need. Okay.
Correct. So you don't need any Sheila, our Mishnah tells us. Yosef Masni La La Hashmaisa Pai Lishner. Yosef had a different version of how this discussion went. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Asi Ein Chacham Rashai Lahatir. Ela ke'ein arba nadarm. Hello. What he says is, in other nadarm, chachamim may not matir other nadarm unless they are somewhat similar to our 4 examples in this Mishnah. Even though this Mishnah doesn't require any Sheila, other types of nadarm will require Sheila only if they're similar to our nadarm in the Mishnah. If they're not similar, then one would not be able to make a Sheila, do a Sheila either. Kesavar, the principle behind this is, he holds, Ein poschen becharata. You cannot be posech becharata. Meaning, we haven't gotten to charata, we haven't got to how to undo a nether yet. But poschen becharata means that, if you say to the guy, had you known that this nether would lead to the following result, would you have taken the nether? He says, no, I regret it. Had I known this would have led in this direction, I would have charata. So normally we think charata is a good enough heter to undo it. But according to, and therefore it's very expansive application. Any type of nether that has charata, that the chacham could find some type of charata, and you'll see later on in the rest of Masechta some wild cases of how far charata. Like, would you have charata, had you known your father or wife would be upset at you, would you have made this nether? And that's enough reason for that to be charata, to be ochre the nether. That's a very expansive application of Sheila. The very fact that this Rav Yehuda thinks, in the name of Asi, that the only time we apply a Sheila is when it's similar to the Nadarm in our Mishnah, it's very limited, very narrow, so there, he does not hold of Charata. Charata is not a good heter. It has to be somehow built into the nether, a certain weakness to allow to be Chal. So let's look at the Ran. May the Ran explain it a little bit more. The Ran says, "Ein chacham matir ela kein arba nedarim halalu." Klomer, in other words, "Shein lo lahatir b'charata ela b'pesach." You cannot undo another with a charata, with his regret. It has to be a pesach. It has to be some type of built-in opening within the nether itself. She nether kishu nitar b'pesach mochiach mitochach shu nether tos. When you open up the nether and undo it, it's clear from within the nether that it was made on a mistake. Have the kein arba nedarim. It has to be somewhat similar. Aval b'charatelo, if it's simply regret on the part of the noder, then that will not be grounds for being mater the nether. Behind Nutaima explains the Iran, the Adiv Pesach Mecharata. Why is a Pesach better than Charata? Why is an opening within the nether, a certain a window in the nether, better than a regret on the part of the nether, noder? V'shekol nether shu nitar b'pesach harei noder omer shafilu b'tchila kishenoder ilo hayonosin aliba osa pesach lo hayonoder. Because any Pesach, the Noder says, had I known this in the beginning, I would not have made the Nether, Nimsa Nidr Batalos. Aval Nether should Yenita Becharata, something that's undone through regret, Eino Motzi Im Asma Shem Inyan, She'ilo Hayanoso Elibo Mitchila Shelo Hayanether. It's not necessarily true, had he known this in the beginning, he would not have taken the Nether. Ela Shu Omer Achshav Mitoch HaKas, Omi Bnei HaMihiris Nidarti V'Achshav Ani Mitzcharit Ashandarti Me'olam. It wasn't because in the beginning he didn't know something. He knew whatever he knew in the beginning. Now he happens to regret what he did in the past. So working backwards, it's a little mafreya, it's much harder to do something because the charata now is hard to impact what he said years ago or months ago.
So the example that you give about her father-in-law or her wife, that's really, that's not charata, that's Pesach, Petach.
Well, you have to figure out, right, I guess there might be a Pesach, but I don't remember the example. I thought that was charata.
Because charata right. From here would seem that there is no new situation that he finds out. It's just sorry that he did it.
Right, so the charata could be right now, though. Right now he has regret that his father-in-law or wife is upset.
Right.
And if you assume that one can be mater based on charata, which I think we do pask in that way, so then even though it's only now that he finds out they're upset and now he regrets it, it's enough. He's explaining what the svar is, why one would be mechalik. The Pesach is, it's built in from the beginning already. Had you known that information then, he would never have made the nether. Charata, he knew what he meant wanted then. Charata is now a result that happened now. That's the chiluk that the Ran lays out for us. The Gemara now has a story here, not much of a story, but Hahu da'asa l'kamei de Rav Huna, once a person went to Rav Huna, Amalei, about a certain nether, we're not privy to know what the nether was, but Amalei libcha alecha, so is your lev on this? So Rashi, the Ran rather explains, Amalei libcha alecha, Kolomar haya libcha miyushav alecha, is your heart, are you settled on this? Bishashin adarta, were you, do you have a clear mind when you made the initial nether. And have you not strayed away from this nether up until now? But only now you want to uproot it, meaning beforehand you're okay with it. Now suddenly something changed. And so if that's the case, you're comfortable with everything now. Well, that's not charata. A charata requires charata from the beginning. Or maybe your heart was never settled with this, alecha. Maybe you were angry when you made the initial nether. Now you're being upset about all the previous days. That was a shaila. Well, are you only upset now, but you were happy, you were satisfied beforehand, or were you always, now you're looking back, you were upset from the beginning days also as well? That was his shaila that he had asked this individual about the nether. So what's his response? So Amalei lo, no. My heart, the Ran explained, Amalei lo, klomar, shlo mitoch yishuv adas nadarti b'tchila. I didn't have a clear mind when I made my initial nether. I always regretted my nether that I made. And based on those grounds, Vishari, he permitted it. The charata was not a new charata. It was a charata that always existed. He just was too angry.
He was upset at that time.
Exactly. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Hahu, das lakamin di rabba bar Rav Huna. This time, the Rav Huna's son, Rabba bar Rav Huna, was presented with a nether. Amalei ilu haya asar b'nei adam shiyafsucha bo'os hasha'a min nadarta. He asked this similar type of question. Had there been 10 people around you, you were very upset at the time of the nether, and 10 people convinced you, don't take the nether, Reuven, don't take the nether, would that have worked? So the Ran explains, this is the first wide line down, ilu hayu asar b'nei adam shiyafaischu kizavar ein posum charata, ika digaris b'ksar posum charata, okay, there's a bunch of girsos issues here. Okay, some say the gears of the Gemara, which we don't have, is that because he doesn't allow charata, others have a gears of that because they do allow charata. The Ran explains, Hakol ol latam echa. They all go to the corner of the same to the same reasoning. The Fisha Indian said, Ilu haya asar b'nei adam, garmi pesach v'adam mecharata. There's this middle category. 10 people there is better than a charata, but worse than a pesach. Pesach is the best form of a neder, and the least form is a charata. 10 people had 10 people been around in the beginning. You ask that question. That's somewhere in the middle. Why? Garmi Pesach is worse than a Pesach. Mishim de lo haya achshav asar b'nei adam. Shef yisinim, because there are not 10 people around. Dineima Pesach ma'al yahave. There were not 10 people, so you're creating a situation that didn't exist. Shila haya yodea kein lo haya noder. As opposed to Pesach, where had he known that point, he would not have taken the nether. V'adav micharat, it's better than a charat. Mishim de b'charat, a greda ena motzi shim inyan. Batzmo shimach masa lo haya noder bo sasha. Because the charata, it was all in his mind. Nothing else is convincing. There's no outside source, but by the 10 people who were people who could have been there, who could have convinced him, they could have changed the situation, even though it didn't happen. So there's room to say it's better than the charata. Okay. So that being the case, so what's the response of this person to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna? Rabbi Bar Rav Huna asked him, had there been 10 people there who would have appeased you, convinced you otherwise, would you have made that nether? I'm like, no, I would not have made the nether, but he permitted him also based on those grounds. So now we have just in our arsenal of being Matan Adam, there are three types. There's Pesach is the first approach, there's 10 people in the second approach, and then there's Charata as the final, the last approach we could take if you hold that it works. Now, Tani, the Gemara brings a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omrim lo, le Adam, Lev Zalecha. So they could say to a person, is your heart on this? Who's they? Who's speaking to them? The Dayanim, I guess. You ask him, right? You ask the person. So he says, did you want this nether? Zimmer Amar Lavi, he says, no, I didn't want it. My heart was never on it, and I regret ever taking this nether. Matir no so. Based on the grounds of a charata, we could release him from this nether. However, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishmaviv, in the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi, Omim lo, we say to him, La'adam, Ilo hayasar b'nei adam, Shiaf siucha, Vosashah, Minadarta, Imamar la, Matir nosa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he permitted, even in the beginning, the initial response, you could ask about charata, even the charata is the weakest of the nidar, the heter nidarim, it's enough to, we could start off with that heter. But it is Rabbi Shmuel who said, no, we skip the first one. We go to the second one of 10 people being around. That's what we rely on first.
Here he uses always the word Yishuv HaDaat.
Yishuv HaDaat, okay.
Interesting. Meaning, did you have Yishuv HaDaat when you made it at that point?
Uh-huh. I mean, was there no kas at that point? Was your mind settled and... Okay. Gemara says, after the parentheses, how would...
Because these are, it's a short daf, and you have a ma'isim, so it's basically a finished in 5 minutes.
Yeah, sure, what time is it? 6:38. Maybe 20 minutes. We're not going to need it. And there's not much on the side here either.
No, because it's all...
So, the Gemara has a story now. Hahud asla kamid biyasi. Once a person presented a shayla of a neder in front of Rav Asi, Amar Le, Rav Asi said to him, Kadu Tiyas. What do you mean Kadu Tiyas? If you look at the Ran says six wide lines down, Kad Tiyas, Klamar Ata Mischaret, Charata de Mikara, Lashon Toho al Rishonos. Toho is Lashon Tiyas. Are you wondered? Are you bothered? Are you regret the first days that you took it? That was a Shaila that Rav Asi had asked this individual. I'm like, lo, no, I don't actually, I don't regret it. Wait a second, that doesn't make sense. Rashi says, Ryan, I'm like, love, not, of course I do. Are you kidding me? Why wouldn't I regret it? So on those grounds, Vishai, he permitted this because he held that one can be poschin bicharata. Hahu das lekamid Rabbi Elazar, another case presented itself to Rabbi Elazar, I'm like, ba'ita nidor, did you want to take another? The Ryan explains, ba'ita nidor, rotsa ata ad achsha bin nidcha, elo shimkan ve'elach ata mischarit. Did you always want this nether and you just all of a sudden woke up today and started regretting it from now? You can no longer handle this? And if that's the case, only suddenly now you woke up, then I can release you from the nether. So he says, Amalei ilu lo margazin li lo binin klum. The Ron explains four lines up. Amalei ilu margazin li v'chule klumar im lo hargizuni mitchila. Had they not angered me in the beginning, klum, how you see no that I wouldn't have taken a nether. Lo bevadai, I took a nether because I was angry. The people angered me. I regret now that I took the nether initially based on the kas. That's what happened. So amalei tihei kibois. So what's the response there? The Ranik says, amalei teka debois, klomer, sheha nether mutter kuritoncha. Since you initially took it based on kas and not yishiv das, therefore you are going to be released from this nether. It's not considered a full-fledged nether. Should we do this next story?
Why not?
Okay, let's keep going. Hahid issa da adarta labarta. A certain woman took a nether to her daughter. Doesn't say where the nether is. Also, the comment of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, she asked her daughter from getting any hana. So, asked the comment of Rabbi Yochanan. I'm not sure. The daughter went. The mother went to Rabbi Yochanan, wanted to undo the nether. She wanted her daughter to have some hana. Amarla. So, Rabbi Yochanan says to her, "Ilu haviyadata da amrin magirsecha lecha debartach. If you knew that people would say about you." That you're sending off your magirticha, the ran to the shchem. So if your neighbors were saying about you, the bartacha ilo chamas ba'ema milan daziva bichdi ladarta miadarta. So what's this whole statement saying? So he says to her, if you known that your neighbors would be saying about you again, damin migirasaych, that your neighbors are saying Allah the bartech on your daughter.
No, ilu lo chamat ba'ima milin de'aziva, ilu lo ra'ata ba'ima dvarim mechwarim, sheraui la'azov ota biglalam, shelo tene me'ima. Meaning that she saw something bad from her daughter.
Right, so that's the statement here. So, ilu lo chamas ba'ima, had the mother not seen chama, something bad, ugly, ilu lo chamas, chamas is lashon of seeing. If she, ima lo chamas ba'ima, if the mother didn't see her, milin da'aziva, something that caused her to leave alone, something that's disgusting, and the Rashi on top says, milin da'aziva means dvar m'she yofin la'nichan kol medavar zimar, so something disgusting that she was doing, b'chdi la'darta, she wouldn't have taken another for no reason. Had you known that your neighbors were saying about that, mia darta, would you have taken another in the first place? So she says, "Lo, I would not have taken such another had I known they were saying this about me." And on those grounds, Shari Rabbi Yochanan permitted her, released her from that very nether. Okay, so we'll stop here early, quick. And everyone should have a wonderful week.
Yes, the petach shenemar kan hu petach gamur, and therefore, yesh leyochiach mikan she Rabbi Yochanan sover shetzari.